Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, Floyd, you spent so much time in your life in Miami. Getting a chance to fight in the city, what does it mean for you?
I mean, this is not my first time, you know, just entertaining. This is my first time really getting a chance to entertain the people in Miami. But have I ever fought in Miami? Absolutely. I fought in Miami a couple of times, and every time I came out victorious. Miami is one of the places that I live, one of the places where I have a home, and the palm trees, the yachts, the bike riding, the water, the ambiance. Miami is a great place.
I think it's going to be like fighting in a stadium. We've done so many fights in Vegas recently.
He's fighting. It's an exhibition for me. So it's going to be great.
What's it going
to be like performing? The last time I went out to perform, I was in Japan, where he was very disrespectful to the people in Japan. But 40,000 people showed up. I know it was only, 2 minutes or less than 2 minutes. Hopefully this time it'll be a little bit longer.
Well, do you really want to take them both on at the same night?
Absolutely. Easy. You got two fake fighters. Fake fighter. I'm a real fighter.
What's up? You want to run it 2-1 night? What's up? You want to run it 2-1 night?
Absolutely.
You want to run it 2-1 night?
Absolutely.
So let's make it happen.
Let's do it.
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Get the paperwork for this boss.
Get Al Haymon.
Absolutely.
Out here.
I don't need Al Haymon.
Let me call Al Haymon.
I'm my
let's
own
make
boss.
It happen.
I'm my own
2-1
boss.
2-1 night. Got your hat.
Oh.
Got your hat.
Oh, no.
Got your hat. Hey, this for real.
Got your hat.
Got your hat.
Let me explain something to you. Come on, dude.
What?
Look. I get Jake Paul's thing, right? That's his thing. That ain't his brother's thing. And his brother got to take that pounding.
Well, I think Jake Paul's looking out for number one there. I think he's looking to set up his own pay-per-view with Floyd.
So my question is this. Does he then take the Jake Paul fight?
After this?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to whoop his ass and get $100 million. Because for everybody who wants
$100 million for this.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not getting $100 million.
Yeah, he is. Dude, let me tell you something right now. They're going to pack that arena. Because everybody here who wants to, oh, fake, it's all fake. You say that with every boxing brawl. All right. This is the most popular boxer against a monster celebrity. They're going to pack that stadium. It's going to do a gazillion buys on pay-per-view.
You think it'll
kind of money?
A million buys?
Easily.
Get it done?
I think they might do double that.
You think 2 million?
Yep.
Wow. If you had an over under, what would you say? Million and a half?
I'll go over.
Splitting the difference?
I'll go over. Yeah, especially after yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they had
100, what is it, $70 a pop?
Who knows? I would guess, yeah, probably 75 bucks, something like that. But it was funny to say, man. Yeah, so everybody was saying it's like, oh, it was fake. Jake Paul knew what he was doing yesterday, all right? He had merchandise planned. He was going over for it. Floyd Mayweather was not in on the joke. He was not in on the joke.
That's kind of the guy I want in on the joke.
When you hear guys,
guess what?
When you
him
hear
and
guys,
Connor, him and Connor seemed to have, even as they were going at it, after the fight was over, they seemed to have, you know, they were cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they haven't gone at it, you know, again.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like something that'll linger.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that Logan Paul is, I think for Floyd, he was going to maybe touch him up a little bit and entertain people. Now I think he's going to go hurt. I think he's going to go hurt Logan Paul, who's not very good at this.
Well, what is a shame, because it, as I'm getting knocked out, if I'm Logan, I'm looking over at my brother going, this is your fault. But even before that happens, we got Sweet Feet. Now, let me explain something to you. Sweet Feet is great when you're in your 20s. But it ain't called Sweet Feet when you're in your 40s.
Nah, bro. Sweet Feet don't age. Sweet Feet's going to be there forever. Ocho Sweet Feet.
Sweet Feet gets slow.
Oh, no. Sweet Feet's going to, he's going to stick and move.
Okay. Now, I'll bet a case of Sussies.
I got to know who he's fighting first.
It don't matter.
I got to know who he's fighting. Because if he's fighting, what if he ends up fighting, you know, TJ Houshmandzadeh?
No, that's true.
You know, like, I mean, you don't know who he's fighting yet. So no bets. No bets till I know what the matchup is.
Okay.
No, we don't know who Sweet Feet is fighting yet. They announced a couple other fights. Actually a pretty decent card. They got Badu Jax fighting against Jean Pascal, and I think it's Luis Arias, who's local. He is fighting Jared Hurd. So it's got some nice fights to lead into it, but everyone's gonna be ready for that. Now, they did ban Jake Paul from Hard Rock Stadium. That's the latest. And he had his tooth broken, he got a face bruised, he got a gotcha hat tattoo last night, and he's banned from the fight.
Got your hat. That's got what we're going with right now.
Got your hat.
I think he went all the way to get a tattoo for that.
Oh, yeah. He had it all going. Let's get to some headlines, Robbie. What do we got this hour, man?
The Ticket is the home of every Miami Heat game.
Hero will get it timelined and over. Puts the three out. Got it! Oh, my! There's guts galore by the rookie.
WAXY South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar, an Odyssey station.
Which is brought to you by the Ryan Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenience. We haven't talked about this story yet, but did you guys see yesterday that Albert Pujols got DFA'd from the LA Angels?
I did see that.
And I was shocked that he was in his last year of his contract.
I know, it's been 10 years. Wow. 10 years since Loria walked into the winter meetings and was like, not today, boys. It's been that long because everybody was ready to go for Lori. Lori, you going to go sign Pujols? Not today, boys. I won't be meeting with you reporters. I have to go have a meeting with Albert Pujols and then put a bid on a Monet.
Can you imagine them trying to trade that Pujols contract? Like, Stan just came off an MVP. That was easier to do, and he was much younger. But, if after the flop that first year trying to trade that Pujols contract, it'll be a disaster. The Marlins will probably still be eating money from that Pujols contract.
Probably. But, he got benched. He was upset. They were ready to, the front office told Joe Maddon, because Joe Maddon wasn't his move. It was the front office's. And so that was just it. They couldn't withstand the last year with Albert Pujols being on the Angels.
He made it this
and
far.
So, hey, you made it this far. Damage is done, my friend. You can't let Albert Pujols finish out the year. I saw Pedro Martinez blasted them, but I think Albert Pujols wanted to get out of there after they benched him. So, I don't know. You want a little Pujols on the bench here?
No.
Yeah, kicks?
You'll go to the Cardinals, reunite with his boy Yachty.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah, do a little ceremonial hat tip.
I mean, Dwayne Wade was much better than Pujols at his end of his career than Albert Pujols.
Oh yeah, Dwayne Wade was the best player on the Heat when he was done.
That's true.
He's the best player on the Heat on a minimum contract for the last 2 years.
Oh yeah, Trevor says the White Sox too because they have Tony La Russa and they have a DH.
Tony La Russa. I mean, he barely remembers that he had Albert Pujols. He's 100 years old.
He didn't know about. He forgot about. He had no idea about the extra inning rule the other day.
Why would he? Tony Russo was so excited to do a million pitching changes in extra innings. What? What do you mean there's an extra runner? Huh?
What is this? Yeah, Trevor from the Sweet, would the Marlins be bankrupt if the Marlins paid Pujols? That's a fair question. But I think we dodged a bullet.
It's possible. What else you got, Robbie?
I mean, he was on pace to hit 20 home runs this year, which is still incredible.
No. Yeah, he was getting his home runs and he was just batting 198. But that's Duval, basically.
That's baseball.
Yeah. Duval, who hit another home run yesterday, second in a row. He's on his hot streak, so.
Duval doing it all. What else you got, Robbie?
I've been dying to get to this headline just for Leroy. So the Detroit Lions, they're about to make they're about to make Frank Ragnow the NFL's top paid center. 4 years, $54 million for a center.
4 years what?
$54 million for a center.
What's guaranteed? Do you know?
Probably 30.
Let's see. Man, why doesn't it say that? Why does it say the guaranteed money?
I would say 25 to 30.
Well, it's not official.
Robbie, you knew. It's not a big deal, man. I'm just curious. Ragnow, by the way, is great for a center.
That's not – I mean, that's 13 a year. I mean, there's offensive linemen making 15, 20 a year. So,
but he's a center. He's not a tackle.
Okay.
you're not as upset about this as I thought you would be.
No.
As long as he's not getting drafted top 15.
No, I'm fine with you paying your talent at whatever position. But I'm just saying that if you were to draft him in the draft and knowing what you know now about him, even if you drafted him in the draft and he was this good coming right out of the draft, he wouldn't impact the team that much.
$42 million guaranteed, by the way.
42. Wow. Oh, okay.
A lot of cheese for snapping.
He is the quarterback of the offensive line.
Frank Ragnow. I mean, that oozes center.
Ragnow. He need a patch over his eye.
Yeah. Who's his left guard? Floki?
You see they're coming out with Marvel's coming out with a Loki story.
Yeah, I know.
Are they?
I'm so behind. Yep. I'm so behind. I want to ditch it.
I want a Floki story.
Floki. Man.
Ragnar Lothbrok.
What a weird character, huh? Oh, you know they're coming out with another season of Vikings if it's not already out.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Still rolling with it, huh?
Okay. I think Smeathan is trying to bait me into another draft debate. I'm just going to read the Twitch. I'll maybe give it one quick response, but I'm not going to go get baited into a debate. I mean, it happens. I'm not against it, but he says the Dolphins traded Pitts and a 4 for Waddle and a 1. Why do I phrase it any other way? Well, first of all, they traded Pitts. They did get a Waddle and a 20.
Hold on one second. I asked for headlines, and you're getting duped into another Waddle debate by Schmeath and Schmolnick.
They threw a punch. I have to respond.
You don't. Get your bodyguards to throw punches. Give me some more headlines. I'm not letting you do another Waddle debate. Right,
fine. I was doing so good. But yeah, the Heat, they're back in action tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves. 6-point favorites. Tip-off set for 8 o'clock tonight. Which means 6:45, Zaslow gets the preheat started right here on the ticket.
Do you think that everybody had a nice little birthday celebration for Gogi yesterday? Like, do you think Jimmy Butler went over there? They played a little dominoes. Do you think they got a little tartufo for Gogi?
Because nobody was playing.
Yeah, if nobody practiced, then yeah, I could see it could be an all-out raucous party.
You know what I want to do?
Hmm?
I want to do a Vice shirt Marlins game on a Friday. Can we pull that off?
I'll look
Twitch,
up
you down with that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm down for that. I'm down for that for sure. Marlins watch party. We haven't done one yet.
Yeah.
Let's go out to the ballpark in our Vice shirts. But, yeah, do you think Goran Dragic, do you think that everybody's going to be hung over from the game today because everybody's partying with Gogi? Or do you think Gogi just enjoys, like, a nice night of Netflix to celebrate his birthday? What does the Dragon do at 35 years old for his birthday?
Breeze fire.
Because I say he goes to live.
I say he ice his knees.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think he's just doing a little R&R? You
don't got think a that... day off, buddy.
They light a candle on top of an ice pack.
So you don't think that Goran Dragic gets carried into live on a throne?
No.
Because he should.
No. Not unless he got Miss Gogi with him.
Well, Mrs. Gogi could be on the throne too. She could be Queen Dragon. He could be the King Dragon. They go in there. They party. Little VIP bottles. Baby Goat's there. You know,
no chance. Baby Goat better not be there.
Oh, gotcha. Really?
No. No.
Because he's hurt?
Yeah.
So he's not allowed to go to the party?
Dude, I'm going to tell you what. If you want to piss a whole bunch of veterans off on your team in any sport, be out clubbing and you not playing.
It's a birthday party, though.
I don't care.
Gogi only turns 35 once.
Be out clubbing and you can't play. It don't matter if it has nothing to do with your injury. It's a terrible look.
Robbie, can we get like the Canes rave music with some Goran Dragic? Because that's what I just imagine the party being like. Goran Dragic with some glow sticks, just partying his ass off.
We all banged.
Uh-oh. We have beef.
We all banged.
Nope, that better not happen. Nope.
If I'm honest.
Uh-oh.
We all banged.
We have beef.
We all banged.
If I'm honest.
Get him, Gogi! You're only 35 once, my friend!
Uh-oh.
We have beef.
We all banged. We all banged. We all
I'm
banged.
I'm telling you. Why y'all messing banged. Around?
Uh-oh.
That is the only way for... You think Jimmy don't talk to him now?
Yeah.
Have him be in the club and he ain't playing.
But Leroy, how much is Jimmy partying for Goran Dragic's birthday?
I think he comes in, brings him a cup of Big Face coffee, and then goes back to sleep.
You don't think Cafe con Leche is partying together? No way, dude. You're nuts.
If I'm honest.
We all banged.
Get it, Gogi.
They might go have some dinner. But that's it.
We
nice bottle
beef.
Of wine.
David, I don't know, this is a normal Tuesday for Gogi. You think wouldn't it be funny if like we just found out that under the radar, Goran Dragic was one of the biggest party animals in all of the NBA?
We all banged.
I can't see it.
Goran Dragic has just been going to space every single night till 4 a.m. He's number one guy I'd want to party with on the Heat. No doubt. I don't care. I love Bam. I don't care that he's bringing three ladies to a Marlins game, which could only let you know what he's bringing to live. I mean, good God, $200 million, and you know,
we all banged.
23 years old. I'm sure he's rolling through it right now. But Goran Dragic, you know, he gets the glow sticks out, Leroy.
You think Zoran flies in?
Oh, he's flying in.
Oh, he's flying in, dude. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Zoki is going to be Zoki and Gogi, and then Birdman is going to be there, too. He's like, is that Birdman? Birdman came to my 35th party?
It could be anybody, but Baby Goat.
We all banged.
Yeah, Baby Goat better be home studying plays.
He better be home doing nothing, just acting like he rehabbing.
Is that Chris Quinn doing a funnel?
We have beef.
Bernie's got the bubble gun out.
Really?
Just turns into a foam party, just lathered up. Riley's got bubbles in his hair, slicked back.
We all banged.
We saw Riley with the genie. You don't think Riley's going to be dancing with Gogi?
Hey, everybody's wearing club outfits. Struce comes in a three-piece suit.
We all banged.
Deadman comes in dressed like me.
Deadman comes in dressed like a 50-year-old, even though he's younger than everybody.
Yep.
Is Oladipo allowed to show up?
Oladipo show up, Leroy? Is he allowed? He's a little bit older. Is he allowed to show up?
He can make a cameo, but then he got to be out.
Yeah, you can.
I'm telling you, the worst look you can have as a professional athlete is to not be playing games and be in a club.
Trevor asks, can Duncan Robinson show up? He can show up, but you know that he's going to be in bed by like 8 o'clock having his warm milk.
You know Dunks is going to show up and have a cider.
You know Duncan Robinson is going to be like feeling guilty that he's out past 9. He's going to be like, do people think I work hard enough? Yeah, we do, Duncan. You have 500 threes faster than anybody. All right, go get some glow sticks. Go have yourself a flaming shot.
And you know who's gonna make an appearance and everybody's going to be like, how did he know we were having a party? Another one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Cal is definitely showing
Cal
up.
Cal is just going to be there.
Is that Banana Man? Banana Man's here.
I wonder if Paquito Bull's going to be there.
Andy Ellisberg making sure everything gets comped.
Oh, dude. Let me tell you something. Andy Ellisberg is there to party.
Hey, Andy Ellisberg is going to have a drink in his hand, sweating and dancing it up.
What does Gogi say in the club when Andy Ellisberg shows up?
We all banged.
Hey, my money.
Uh-oh. Big Andy's here.
Uh-oh. Oh, is Mickey going to be there?
Of course. What? With his ponytail? Absolutely. The Silver Fox Mickey Harrison's going to be their part. It's Gogi's 35th. They had 2 days off. They better have party with Gogi.
Oh, this
you know our guy's going to be there. Lorenzo.
Of course. He's body surfing the crowd. They're all just passing around.
He's going to have one of those small, extra small tight shirts.
Oh, man. Must have been a great party. Anyway, happy birthday to Goran Dragic. He said turned 35 yesterday. We love you, man.
Yep.
Take a quick break. I'll tell you who's not invited to that party. Tim Watts. You can go to hell.
Hassan.
Oh, man. Hey, Gogi. Uh-oh. We'll take a quick break. 15 minutes of heat is next.
15 minutes of heat.
Ah. 15 minutes of heat here for you on 790 The Ticket here on a Friday. Looking forward to a little Heat basketball tonight. Been 2 days without the Miami Heat on the hardwood. You know, need to lick our wounds. We've licked our wounds. We took a Luka Doncic and Tim Hardaway Jr. ass kicking. It's time to move on, Leroy.
Yeah. All right,
turn the page. This is what we call the stretch run, you know, getting ourselves on the path to victory.
All right.
That's what we need to hear.
I like your positive thinking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's happening tonight. We are going to snap the unbelievable streak of not beating the Timberwolves in 3 years.
Now, I do have a question.
Yeah.
Based on what you've seen the last month, how likely is that?
Well, to be honest with you, it's somewhere around the 54% range, it feels like.
So slightly above. So here, let's put it this way.
Slightly above a coin flip.
This is what this means. This means you think and hope that it will happen, but 46% of you says you won't be shocked if it does.
46% of me will not be shocked at all.
Just based on the way they've played basketball this year.
Correct.
Okay, I got you. Like, hey, look. I can appreciate that. At least you didn't come at the situation with Heat and five.
That's when the playoffs start. Just give me time. Dude, playoffs is a different animal, Leroy.
Can I just say this?
Playoffs is a different animal. Wait till we get this postseason. No. All we're looking to do is finish this leg of the race, and then the new race begins. It's like the first leg of the Triple Crown. All you got to do is just get through the haze of the 20-horse field.
Here's what I hate about this. All right? Next week, it's not only my birthday week.
Oh yeah.
Intercom or Odyssey.
Yeah.
But it's the worst week of my life. You want to know why?
No.
What comes out on the 12th?
The schedule. That's a win, that's a loss.
Woo! And the playoffs start.
Yeah. Well, no, they don't start next
week. Following week.
And at Leroy, I think on your birthday is a Saturday, right? It's the 15th?
Yep.
Yep.
I believe that's Saturday, Leroy, as soon as I fix my double situation, is the Preakness.
There you go.
The Preakness.
Yeah.
Second leg.
All right. I'm betting a five horse.
That's Charlotte and Bob Baffert going out there for another jewel.
Oh, God.
Well, you know, I feel a lot like Tom Brady. It's like, bro, at least Tom Brady's out there throwing touchdowns. What do? Pat the horse on the ass.
You know what I do on all horse races that are on my birthday? 1, 5, 6, 8. I do perfecta box, tri box, superfecta box.
1, 5, 6, 8.
Yep.
Was the year you were born 6 to 8? Then, you know, 1, 5.
5, 15, 68.
Yeah.
Somebody says it's nice that Leroy gets his favorite segment on his birthday. I agree.
Oh,
I didn't know what to get you, but now I know.
Leroy, this is historic. This is the first ever 17 game. That's a win. That's a loss. History.
Somebody goes, I remember going to a Heat Timberwoods game. He did put Timberwoods. a few years ago, and Heat fans were chanting Marco Rubio every time Ricky Rubio touched the ball. Good times. Did Ricky Rubio's back on the Wolves, isn't he?
Yep.
I believe he's come
full circle.
And he's dressed like what's my guy's name? Matrix. When he was in that
Neo?
Yeah, when he was in that that movie with the ponytail.
Oh, he does have a ponytail now.
That's how Ricky Rubio looks.
Yeah, he does.
Right.
He does. Another texter writes in and says, Tobin has become fixated on making weird, annoying noises. Welcome to the show, bro. Hey. That guy's new, obviously.
Dude, I'm telling you. You like, the thing that I would say that if I was new to this, I would get far more irritated. But you have to understand, when you see a grown-ass man skip through an arena with a churro, you understand he's like this all the time.
Yeah, that was a good time.
I got no qualms with people being who they are. It's the fake people that I have a problem with.
I'll tell you what, Logan Paul, Floyd Mayweather, you guys better have them churros ready for your fight. All right,
because
you
guys are slacking the Canelo. They don't have churros at the Hard Rock.
Can I talk to Garfinkel about that?
We did.
What
did we talk to about churros? We ask every time we have somebody with any power. You say,
We asked. Did we ask Michael McCullough? We asked him about the precious churro.
You talked to Chris Mannix and the other guy about churros.
Oh, that's right, Sergio Mora and Chris Mannix.
Here's the deal, though. If you can go to the arena and get an empanada, then you should be able to get a churro.
That's fair. It's fair.
Agreed.
You got a nice Latin treat with a nice Latin sweet. You got to have the two.
Ooh, that's, I like that.
Yeah, it's like
the
come on.
King of snacks.
Like, look, I'm not a fan of 2-foot snacks. The mini churros are very tasty, though. Dippable, right? Love them. But if you're going to have empanadas, which I don't even think they have empanadas. Nope. I know they don't have them.
I don't think they do.
Don't they have a Versailles? They have a little Versailles stand in that stadium.
In Hard Rock?
Yeah.
You know what I used to like about the OB? You don't have to eat inside. Food trucks outside, lining up the streets.
That's true. OB days. Those were the days, Robbie. Shaking. Urine
Those
on
the
floor.
Day when the stadium used to shake.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, so let's give you a little update on the scores from yesterday. Here's the ones that really matter for the Heat. The Bulls beat the Hornets, so the Hornets dropped to 32-34. That drops them a little bit more back in the eighth seed. And the Pacers beat the Hawks, who, by the way, did you see all this stuff that's coming out with the Pacers with their coach? What's his name? Bjorkson?
Is that guaranteed to come back or whatever?
Remember how they fired Nate McMillan, you know, who, by the way, has been doing a bang up job with the Hawks, even though they didn't lose to them yesterday.
Yes, he's done. He's a good football coach. I mean, good basketball coach. He's done it at a number of places.
Right. Well, the word is this guy's been such a jerk. Like TJ Warren, he wanted to trade immediately after the guy was hired. He's like old school, you know, yelling at players. It's like, bro, this is the NBA. Can't be like yelling at guys like this is Indiana.
Here, unlike football, basketball is players first. You could be the best coach in the world. If you ain't got players, you ain't going to win.
Right.
So it's players, then coach. And if a coach comes in there and thinks it's going to be him, then the players, you're not going to last that long.
Yeah, player chose season-ending surgery over dealing with the coach.
Yeah. The guy's been absolutely terrible. So the Pacers are about to go look for another coach, even though the coach that they had is doing just fantastic with the Hawks.
Now, at what point,
Brad Stevens,
does that become New York Knicks worthy?
It's pretty bad.
That we all know when situations like this present itself and you keep changing coaches.
Dude, it's about
the organization. It's not about the coach.
Nobody will say it because nobody's got the guts to talk about small market teams like this, but Indiana's low-key bum. They are. Like, you know, first of all, they got a crackpot for a play-by-play guy in Mark Boyle. That's one. All right. Second of all, they've been cheaping out on all their players for a long time. They're cheapskates. All right, they can never seem like they got like one guy they want to pay, and that's it. All right, the coaching is an absolute disaster. They don't know what to do. You know, they got sensitive guys who don't want to see guys blowing kisses on their television. It's a bum ass franchise, the Indiana Pacers. I'll say it. You know, everyone's Indiana. You know, yellow, whatever the hell they got, the yellow Spider-Man. Nah, get the hell out of here.
The flamingo guy.
Oh, flamingo guy. Yeah, the whole works. Dockets. Just all of them. Dan Dow, oh, that is so debatable. We're a bad organization. It's not, Dan. Actually,
that is
it's
so
not.
Debatable.
It's not, though, bro. All right. Just accept the facts for what it is. That's just that.
Yeah. Well, Brad Stevens is an Indiana guy. He might get fired from the Celtics. And I know. Welcome home, Brad Stevens.
Brad Stevens, why don't you go coach Cornhusks? So the Hawks lost yesterday. The Charlotte Hornets lost. So right now, Miami's still the seventh spot, the 35-31. Obviously, they have those big games against Boston. That's really going to swing everything as far as the records.
That's basically
there.
Four to six spot, right? Would you say
seems
that?
Like it? It seems like it. It seems like it. I mean, anybody can, I guess, go on an end of the season run, but these have all been very just above mediocre teams. So you don't expect anybody to go on a long winning streak to end the year. But the Heat's two back in the loss column of the four spot, which is the Knicks. Then everybody else, 5, 6, 7, they all have 31 losses. The Hawks have played two more games than everybody else. The Hornets, they're 32-34, so the Heat's a few games up on them. And that's your look right now. 4 is the Knicks, 5 is the Hawks, 6 is the Celtics, the same record as the Heat. They have the tiebreaker series coming up next week. And they're going every other night starting tonight. They go Minnesota. Sunday is going to be Boston. Tuesday is going to be Boston. Then you have Thursday is hosting Philadelphia for your last regular season home game. Milwaukee then on Friday. No, I'm sorry. Next Wednesday. Is that the Milwaukee game?
Thursday.
Thursday is the Philly game.
Milwaukee's on Saturday on Leroy's birthday.
Milwaukee's on Saturday. And then you actually end the season on a back-to-back because they end at Detroit on Sunday.
Yes.
So that's the schedule.
That's 8 games in 8 days, right?
Yeah, if they play a play-in, they will.
Seven games in 9 days.
Yes.
It's 5 games. No, it's 6 games.
They
six
play
games
tonight, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday,
Saturday,
Sunday.
Yeah, I got 6 games on the book. 6 games in 9
six
days.
6 games in 9 days.
And if they play the play-in, I play the first play-in games the 18th. It would be 2 days later. So it would be 7 and 11 days. Oh, slurp.
Well, I would say this. If you have problems about health, you better come out and win these next 4. Solidify your position.
I just went tonight.
And
first.
Then make some business decisions. But if you got to fight and claw till the end, you're just opening yourself up for some of these nagging injuries to linger.
We'll take a quick break. We'll wrap things up on a Friday coming up after this.
Well, do you really want to take them both on at the same night?
Absolutely. Fights? Easy. You got 2 fake fighters. I'm a fake fighter. I'm a real fighter.
What's up? You wanna run it 2-1 night? Yeah. What's up? You wanna run it 2-1 night?
Absolutely.
You wanna run it 2-1 night?
Absolutely.
So let's make
absolutely
it happen.
Let's do it.
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Get the pet work for this bum.
Get Al Heyman.
Absolutely.
Out here. Yeah,
I don't need Al Heyman.
Yeah. Let me call Al Heyman.
I'm my
let's
own
make
boss.
It happen.
I'm my own
2-1
boss.
Night. Got your hat.
Oh no.
I got your hat. As far as tough things to say, right? That there is nothing that makes you look less tough than I stole your hat.
By the way, you know who the
You know what? It is childish, but again, it's the only thing that got him angry because
what are you doing?
By the way, you know what the song is? You know what the song is that was just playing?
Men Without Hats.
That's right.
Safety dance.
Mayweather was without hat.
He was without hats. Well, no,
I'm not even laughing at that.
I tell you what. Hey, you want to know something about those bodyguards?
What about
them? They got that hat back.
Oh,
they got that hat back. They ripped Jake Paul's shirt. They punched him right in the nose. There's video on the internet that claims Floyd Mayweather landed a punch on him. I mean, he's super fast. I couldn't tell if he landed it or not. But
you think Floyd could fight both of them in one night?
Yes. I think you could beat them both in a round.
I think it would be, you want to talk about pay-per-views. Who should he fight first?
Logan.
The warm-up.
The warm-up, and then you take on Jake Paul. But I would say that the smarter play is just fight them both on separate pay-per-views.
Fight them both at the same time.
Because I don't know if you'll make as much doing just one pay-per-view as much as it would be you beat Logan Paul and then all the hat footage comes back for the Jake Paul fight. So we'll see. We'll see. But it was, I mean, the chicanery and shenanigans yesterday, only a true journalist could weather that storm. And that's what I am. And Leroy, I'd like you to admit that. I'm going to just admit that I'm a journalist.
Look, wait a minute. Is there any person that defends you in this show more than me?
You defend, but you won't give me the title that which I would like, which is you declaring me a journalist, which I feel like I am. I feel like I'm like Gary Nelson, the guy who grilled Loria. Mr. Mayweather, if I could ask this, you and the Paul brothers are much despised.
If I
could ask this, your organization and you, quite frankly, are much despised among many in this community.
So good. He's the best. Nobody tops that in this town. Nobody tops that.
I mean, yeah, somebody said you the best SSJ out there.
I would say
he is the only one. But here's why I may go ahead on and do it. Because when we're in that atmosphere and people come up to you and talk to you and you guys, you know, because when we go to the Hard Rock, you know, all the people come up and talk to us, right? They don't look at you as Silly Sauce Tobin. They look at you as a respected MMA guy and fight guy.
Because I'm a journalist.
That $7.90 the ticket logo was everywhere.
Here's the problem. I can't undo some of the images that I have.
Oh, by the way, have you seen my latest drop of Goran Dragic? And
yes, that's what I was when I commented in the beginning. That's what I was looking at.
I'm a journalist.
Live photo, real one.
Yep, a real one.
So I have a lot. I'm torn.
I'm becoming like Apollo Creed. I got like I got like a thousand nicknames now.
You know what I would do if I were you? Because of the kind of stuff the company does to promote us, I would just write your handle on the bottom of the little thing, the mic.
Yeah.
Just put your handle on there.
Well, listen, I don't know what to tell you there. Shout out to Local 10 put my name up there. I appreciate them.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yep. Yep. Like, yeah, man. So Channel 10 is giving you more than the company you actually work for.
Wait. Yeah, maybe they sent out an email. Let me go check right now. Oh, nope. Not yet.
Nah, I haven't got that mass email yet. Still waiting.
Mass email. Still waiting.
Maybe because our inboxes are full. Maybe that's why we haven't gotten it yet.
I tell you what, though. We did get a great job email about the flow and the Chris Greer comments after the draft.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Well, listen, if I would have
that was 560 though, right?
Probably, yeah. That's probably what they put on there.
I was annoyed that I got sent text messages about that and I wasn't even a part of that. Like what is this nonsense?
Maybe they if I had a pan con lechon with Dave Portnoy, it would have gotten a mass email.
But that's all right.
It's okay. Hey, listen, I got our logo all over the world. It's cool. It's cool.
I would say this. The Twitchers and the Texters and the people on Twitter, they know.
Yeah, that's all I care about.
Yep. So how are we gonna do this? We gotta get a day where we
You're talking about the Vice show.
Yeah, we're gonna do a Vice Friday. I'm gonna try to get some Big Spoon t-shirts. So everybody who's in Vice gear, get a t-shirt.
It looks like on May 21st, they're hosting the Mets on a Friday.
Ooh, the Mets.
Yeah, I hate the Mets.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right.
I think they're unveiling new uniforms that day.
So, tentatively.
Oh, is that, you're not going to go to that, Robbie? Why? Because the Marlins are going to have wacky uniforms?
Well, they might be unveiling them that day. I don't know if they're going to actually wear them that day. But
tentatively, we will do May 21st, which is not next Friday, but the following Friday.
There's also a June 11th against the Braves.
Do we want to set it up more?
I don't know. Well, the only thing I'm worried about is heat playoffs because I don't want to.
Yes.
I don't want to hit. I don't want to double book and nobody comes to our party.
The great thing about baseball is if you miss a Friday, there's 1,000 more.
I really would like to boo Ronald Acuna though. I mean, that would be a lot of fun.
So you'd rather June 11th?
Well, yeah, I'd rather
June 12th. I think June 12th, the next day, it's a Saturday, but that is the Kevin Millar bobblehead day.
Is it really?
Oh. Yes, June 12th.
Can we extend Vice on a Saturday?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right.
We can do that.
Tentatively, folks.
Tentatively.
June 12th. June 12th.
Get your Millar bobbleheads.
You know what's going to happen. They're going to hold our plans hostage.
For marketing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to do that.
But we're doing that. We're doing it anyway. We're going to be in our same spot up in the perch. Right? So you only have to get general seating.
Yep.
We're going to go sit on our perch with gallon bottles of water.
Now, do you want me to show up to this or do you want me to get my ticket to Triple M and he's wearing Vice under his vest? Like, what do you want?
I think you need to show up.
No, I think I'd give a ticket to Triple M. We got to.
You give Triple M a shirt?
Yeah.
You do a Triple M?
Well, so we got time. We'll work it out.
Triple M can't wear his jersey, though. He got to wear a Vice shirt.
No, he wear it underneath.
Maybe he wears the jersey and he has it underneath.
Yeah, he's got the Millar vest and he's got that the long button down Vice jersey.
All right, we got it. Maybe
the bandana.
Participate.
I'm sorry, what?
Perfect. No. Do you want to come to our Vice our Marlins watch party at the Marlins at Marlins or Lone Depot Park?
June 12th. It's not for a little bit.
Do you need to find a Vice shirt or?
I got Vice shirts.
It's Friday and you're wearing a Nirvana shirt.
That's Vice.
Triple M wearing a Vice bandana.
Oh, that counts. That counts. Yeah, that's good.
That counts. All right.
We'll figure it out.
If I haven't said so, everybody who's a mom, enjoy your day on Sunday.
Especially Big Spoon.
Big Spoon gonna be taken care of.
Well, no, she's not gonna get a card from you.
No.
Yeah, she seemed to like all the Twitcher's cards, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she loves that. She loves that. But no, everybody do something nice.
Yeah.
With their mom or their wife, help their kids out or whatever, because it is
Don't be sneaking out watching Heat Celtics instead of spending time with your mom. Spend time with
Robbie,
your mom.
Robbie.
Say that to yourself.
Everybody else was thinking it's Mother's Day. I didn't even know there was a basketball game. Only you brought up
everybody
the basketball
knows it's,
game.
It's two
so
huge
everybody
games.
Everybody else
Celtics.
In the world is mine and is in the right spot. You're the only one that has a
dilemma. I'm not watching the Heat Celtics on Sunday. I'm going to spend Mother's Day. I'm not watching the Heat Celtics. They may happen to be wearing their whack uniforms, yes, but I wasn't going to watch anyway.
Tobin, we'll have the phone underneath the table.
Big game for the
Yes, I will. We'll talk to you guys.
By the way. I wasn't paying attention because I was writing an email.
Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about, J-Fig.
That's what I'm talking about.
We will talk to you guys on Monday.